It's a new relationship, a couple of years old, and it's still got that flush of first love, I think, yeah. And, absolutely enamoured by the place. We're standing in front of a four-panelled piece, Cemetery Beach, yeah, and the extraordinary sort of wet season skies were reflecting in the low-tide reef, and the backdrop, of course, was the infrastructure of the wharf area. So I was really just fascinated by the conjunction of the man-made objects and the natural geometry in the reef system, and also the reflective quality of the sky into water.
These four panels aren't just any old four small panels on a wall. Each would, say, be 1 metre by almost 2 metres high.
Yeah, they're quite substantial in terms of dimensions.
They are, yeah. And what is quite incredible, I find, in your work is the realism that we see in the reflections on the water, particularly what I would consider, say, that early twilight, the after magic light time. You obviously like to capture the small detail.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think if you look at the work, it's the intention is really to draw attention to the small and the fragmentary elements of, you know, the little tiny bits of reef that are sticking out through the water. Yeah, an extraordinarily beautiful place. I was looking at it this afternoon at high tide, and you wouldn't realise it was the same place.
Now, we might wander on a bit, because we're going a bit inland here. We've got something that looks particularly more industrial, in fact.
I think this is a loadout facility down near Dampier. Absolutely blown away by this immensely powerful sort of loading out landscape. You know, I think the iron ore's hauled out of the landscape. It was just the immense power, the scale of everything, and this incredible clanking noise as it shook the earth. Oddly enough, I chose to depict them in a series of small panels because I felt that I just couldn't conceive of how to capture all that in one canvas. And often I'll work in a series of small canvases attacking a particular subject from slightly different points of view.
You're with Elise Batchelor on ABC Northwest, and I'm with the artist Larry Mitchell at the Courthouse Gallery in Port Hedland. His exhibition, which covers a range of amazing works on the Pilbara, a variety of Pilbara landscapes, is part of the Pilbara Project. We're looking at the opposite side of the gallery now, with four large pieces.
We were driving out to one of the Indigenous communities, and I noticed as we went out that if you looked into the sunlight, all this sort of metallic surface reflected the light. Again, a very nondescript landscape, but I was absolutely fascinated by the idea of creating a series called Into the Light. You know, to the left of the road, as you're looking north, there's this highly reflective, mineralised surface, little flecks of light, and you could turn around and face the other way, and it was a completely red landscape. And yet it was the same landscape, just completely transformed by your position in relation to the light.
Now, when you travelled out inland with the group that you travelled with as part of the Pilbara Project...
A gaggle of artistic types, yeah.
Did you take a sketchbook with you? Did you take a camera? Did you take just your open mind? How did you capture all of these experiences that you would have brought back to then paint?
Well, initially I took all of that, including the open mind. But I was 2 days into the first journey and I just locked the camera away because I felt that it was getting between me and the experience, and just wandered about. And I didn't even draw, to be honest with you. This is a fairly new landscape for me, and I felt that taking quick notational sketches or clicking off endless photographs was just providing a kind of an unnecessary buffer between myself and the landscape experience. So, you know, I've got, you know, probably one thing that visual artists have, it's often mistaken as intelligence, but it isn't, there's a highly developed visual memory. So I really just attempted to almost photograph these in my head. And these are entirely from memory, these pieces, because I really just didn't want that technology to get between myself and the experience. And don't forget, I had five incredibly well-heeled and well-known photographers running around with $50,000 cameras, and I thought perhaps I couldn't compete with that as well. So,
Ah, yes, but then again, you were the one who went home and would have gone into the studio and didn't have their rolls of film their SD cards.
And they wouldn't share it with me either, which is unreasonable.
Well, in terms of a sharing experience, though, that would have involved a lot of time spent by yourself, I dare say, to actually try and let that landscape sink into your head, your heart, your senses. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we travelled as a group, but it was often remarked that I was of an antisocial nature and spent a lot of time just wandering off into the distance. The photographers tended to work more as a group, but I just found that I needed that time in the landscape and completely in isolation. I mean, to listen to it, to walk on it, to feel it, to remember it and to absorb it.
Yeah. Well, I think your solitude has been for the benefit of all of us because this is extraordinary. We've got a beautiful water piece that we're staring at right now. It's very long and lovely, lovely light sky colours, lovely light shallow water colours.
Yeah, I went to initially to Varanus Island with Form to do some work for a mining company up there, and they were kind enough to, or silly enough to let us use a vessel and wander about all the other islands. This is just one of those, again, little nondescript limestone groups of islands that are in the off the Pilbara coast, like, you know, like broken teeth almost, just sitting in this extraordinary crystal clear water. And you know, I just love that conjunction, the harshness of the landform in relation to the beauty of the ocean. So, you know, when I was doing this Pilbara project, I was very interested in how the landscape related to outcomes, you know, and this is the home of natural gas.
I think what many people will see in your works is the quality of the light that you've managed to capture. I particularly love the overexposed sense of the lights, but ultimately there are times when that Pilbara sky is so overwhelmingly blinding, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, it's absolutely pervasive. It almost bleaches the landscape. Again, working with photographers, they always tended to work at early light or late light, looking for drama and stuff, and I was often interested in, you know, the middle of the afternoon when the light just bleached the colour out. Yeah, it was almost white heat, perhaps.
And Larry, will you be back to the Pilbara sometime soon?
Oh, yeah, I'll continue to work here. I mean, again, this is a new experience for me. I've mostly worked in the Indian Pacific, the Midwest and the Kimberleys, but this has sort of got me now, so I think it'll be a long-term relationship.